There is a way to come out of unhappiness. Now, Tony asked the question, who here is happy all the time? The truth is we are always pissed off. Don't deny that, because it's a survival mechanism. If something is wrong, it's okay to feel the pain. It's okay to feel alerted. What's not okay is the suffering. What's not okay is telling yourself the next morning to replay the pain. What's not okay is to add to the pain. So happiness practitioners literally measure not if they're happy all the time, but how quickly, and I probably think this is what you meant, how quickly can you overcome that initial jolt of unhappiness?
Hey everyone, Andrew here, and welcome to the next episode of Beyond the Bike Podcast. Hope you're all doing well and off to a wonderful start this week. And thanks for joining. This week on the pod, it's going to be simple. It's a simple message. But in a way, it might be one of the most important messages I've ever shared on this pod. And I was listening to this other podcast, and I was listening to these ideas around what it is to be happy, right? And how a lot of us, most of us, all of us are chasing happiness. And we're looking to live the best life that we can live. But there's so many challenges out there. There's so many things that come our way on a day-to-day basis that in some cases can destabilize us. We can go from being at the height of happy, and then something happens to us, someone says something, and then that, in some cases, spiral starts, right? And if you're not careful, it can last 10 minutes, it can last an hour or so. In some cases, it can still be affecting you at the end of the day. And sometimes the next day you wake up. How many times have you woken up the next day and you're still thinking about that thing that someone said to you or did to you the day before? And unfortunately, in some cases, it can be a few days and longer. So I have a challenge for you this week, and it was along the lines, the theme of this podcast around happiness. And I've never thought about it this way, but if we live our life where the expectation is that we're always trying to be happy, we always feel that we should just be happy all the time, then we're going to be disappointed. Because that's just not the case. It's not how we operate. It's not how the world works. But what I want you to focus on this week is not as much on the happiness piece, but the return to baseline, the return to happiness, and how quickly you can get from moments of, whether it be frustration, whether it be being upset about something, how quickly you can rebound and get yourself back to that baseline place. And make it a challenge for yourself to say, I'm here, I'm doing my best, I'm living my best life, I'm being good to people. And guess what? Most of the time, 99% of the time, when people are unpleasant with us, it has nothing to do with us. But if you can, and if I can, if we can make it a practice that when we're confronted with difficult moments or moments that make us unhappy, if we're able to acknowledge that and rebound quick and get back to baseline, that is the definition. That's, if you look at people who spend much of their life in a state of happiness, it's not that they're happy all the time. It's they have an ability to get back to their baseline quicker than maybe others. So that thing that happens to you, where maybe a few hours later you're still thinking about it and it's still bothering you. Some cases, you know, it's at the end of the day or the next day. The people who are and find themselves in states of happiness are the ones who can let go the quickest and get back to baseline. So that's the challenge for this week. I hope you have a great week. God bless. Go get it.